Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Happy Super Tuesday. Hopefully everybody's out there voting. Is it just the primaries today, D'Anthony? Is there other shit on the ballots here? Do we know?
There's other stuff. Ballot measure stuff, I think, but...
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. The primary section they use for, I think, county stuff will do some ballot measures.
Okay.
In the primary season in the spring, because they implement in the fall. But statewide ballot measures, they always implement in the following spring, like winter, spring.
So
those will be in November.
For our district, there are a couple actual general races.
Yeah, like Hayes County stuff, right?
No.
You're talking about not ballot measures. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're general races. So Chip Roy, for our U.S. representative, is running right now.
Yeah.
And then Texas.
Because there's no Democrat that's going to win here.
Right.
So it's and same thing with Brandon Herrera down in District 2 or whatever the fuck he's in. Like between him and Tony Gonzalez, that'll be the election right there. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any polls for
I haven't seen any, to be honest. I have no idea how he's doing, but what I'm saying is that the Democrats won't be able to win there. So whoever wins
the
Republican primary, yeah.
It'd be crazy if Brandon was a fucking congressman, you know?
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I wish I could go vote down there. We'll go back to my home states here. Bob, how's Herschel doing?
Oh, man. I just had the graphic up. It's still a tight one for him.
Okay.
Let's see.
Ah.
Damn it.
He's still down there. Still down in Georgia. Hate to see it. Hopefully he's able to pull this out today and move on to November on the ballot, but not sure. Not sure. Always nice to check in on Herschel, though. Good for him. A lot of people are asking the question, though, will Nikki Haley leave after today? What do you think?
Yes.
She will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you chatted to anybody about this?
Yeah, I talked to Nikki this morning.
Where was she at?
I couldn't really hear what she was saying because her head was bouncing up against a headboard.
Sure.
And there was a line of dudes out the door.
Yeah.
No, I haven't spoken to anybody about her specifically. Just, you know, there's no reason for her to stay in.
None.
Obviously. I mean, even like Super Tuesday is usually when the last candidates fall out. Typically what will happen is the leading candidate will buy off people, right? So you give me some of your campaign war chest and you tell your followers to come over here and talk to me now. And in exchange for that, I'll give you an ambassadorship or a cabinet position or whatever the fuck. Hard to imagine that's going to happen here. As a matter of fact, the other day she intimated that she's no longer bound by her pledge to support whomever the Republican nominee is. I don't know why
good
she
for
says
her.
That, but
good for her. It's weird to me because Trump appointed her a big position. When he was actually president, and now she's just going to say, fuck you. Die slow, my fofo, make sure all y'all kids don't grow, which I don't like that at all. But she definitely needs to get the fuck out of here at this point, just for the money aspect of it. And look at how much money these people are blowing to fucking lose races you know you're going to lose. Use it for something else, man.
I think she's the heir apparent to Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. I think when he retires, and I don't think he's going to be around much longer, I think she takes that seat. So you really got to be cognizant about getting your fucking shit pushed in. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to embarrass yourself, right?
But it's too much. I'm looking at this right now. So 15 states today, that's why they call it Super Tuesday, are holding for Republicans, are doing this. If you get swept today and you lose 15 fucking states in one day, doesn't that kill your chances altogether?
Yeah, she can't win. There's no question about that. I don't think that's the issue. I think she's just trying to rabble rouse and make noise, but that's not the best. That's what I'm saying. Like in the early stages, stick around, fuck with people, do whatever you got to do, I guess, to make your point. Because really what it is, what it's been historically is trying to pull the party into your direction, right? So that's how you keep your particular base energized. You want to get some concessions from the main party, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, for her, well, typically it's pulling people in the other direction. For her, it was like, I don't know what her concessions would be. Let's go do more war. I guess. I don't fucking know, right?
I don't know. It's very bizarre to me because I'm not sure where she goes from here. Somebody last night, there was an article that was floating her as potentially running as an independent candidate. I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, she can try, but only people in D.C. would even vote for her.
Right. I mean, I look, it might take some votes away, I guess, but no. That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Now, there's like people are running these stories today, like only 6 out of 7 Republicans support Trump. It's like 6 out of 7? Like, who came up with this fucking number?
Yeah.
You know, they're like 1 in 7 Republicans say they don't support Trump. Really? Get the fuck out of here.
Dentists have better stats, like 6 out of 7 dentists. If yeah. they recommend it, you do it, obviously. They're just not doing it in the Republican Party.
Chatterton's cigarettes, I believe, is the dentist's recommended cigarette.
Sure is.
I believe.
Sure is.
Bob, you have to check
on I'm a Winston's guy.
Yeah, no,
guy,
that's
though.
Accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Winston's guy through and through. And Winston cigarettes, if you're out there. Would love to advertise with you on Drinker Bros podcast. First time in podcast history if somebody's promoting cigarettes. It would be great. I think we should bring it back. And then we got breaking news here out of Arizona. So Kristen Sinema will not run for re-election in Arizona. If you don't know who that is, that's the Democrat turned independent. She's going to leave the Senate after one term. So what happens there, I guess? She's technically a Democrat who's swapping out of mm-hmm. there. Arizona's got Carrie Lake, I believe, who's running in November. She'll be on the ballot there. What do you think? Is this going to remain blue?
Yeah, I think Arizona's been taking a pretty hard turn blue. I mean, it's been purple-ish for a couple of cycles now. But I think it's going to turn blue now for sure, yeah. And I think it's mostly due to election rigging and gerrymandering, to be honest.
They can't get it right in Maricopa County.
No, the woman who's the current governor right now, she adjudicated the last election as Secretary of State to make herself governor.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I feel like we'll see how all this goes. I don't know, but I wouldn't move to Arizona, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. So her exact statement was on why she's leaving, because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done. I will be leaving the Senate at the end of this year. So she's out of there here. They're saying this is going to be a tough and expensive fight for that seat. I agree. The leading Republican is Carrie Lake over there, as I mentioned. And then Democrat-wise, Ruben Gallego. I don't know who that is. I don't know who Ruben is. And they're already running hard to replace her. So, yeah, she's fucking out of there and that's it.
Well, when's that seat up?
This is it. The end of this year, I guess. So I'm assuming this is November.
Hang on.
Yeah, the race is in November.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know why she would wait until March, until Super Tuesday to announce she's not running for re-election for Senate, for a statewide campaign.
Trying to keep it quiet?
Maybe.
Trying to get out of there on what's the one day everybody won't really notice? Ah, shit, Super Tuesday would be fine. Let's get out of here then.
The day that everybody's thinking about voting?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem likely.
Let's dip on that one. Yeah, she had a huge video on X. I'll spare you. We're not going to play it. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad, and we chose anger and division. I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now. It sure the fuck isn't, okay? But we do need more attractive people in Congress. And Bob, you can pop that picture up for the people on Patreon here. Let's get the Uggos out of there.
Are you saying
around.
She's an Uggo?
No, she's fine.
What about Carrie Lake?
Yes, she's fine. Carrie Lake is attractive.
She's like a delusional Halle Berry, kind of.
Yeah.
Like a delusional Wish.com Halle Berry.
She's hot.
And she is very delusional.
She's hot. That'll play. Carrie Lake will play.
She's a crazy person.
That's what we got to get the Uggos out of office here all the way around.
I would settle for no fat people and no one over 65.
Okay. I like that. So what's your weight? What do you max out at?
It's not a weight thing, because obviously you got to take height in consideration there. But if you're fat, you got to go.
What pound? I need a poundage.
Well, BMI is not a good... I don't like BMI. I would say body fat percentage, probably.
Okay. I think you just got to do the sorority method. You put them on a running dryer.
Washer machine or dryer, yeah.
Yeah, and circle the parts of them that jiggle.
That jiggle.
And yeah. Say, hey, lose this or you're out of the house.
I think.
I like it. I like it, Bob.
I think for a man, 15% body fat.
Okay.
And for a woman, 23 probably would be safe.
No more than 15 as a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more than 15 as a man. No yeah. Shit, dude. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm at like 16.3 in my last measurement there, so I don't know if I'd make it. You'd have to fucking kill me, and I'm not fat.
No, we're not going to kill him. You just can't run for office.
No, you're dead. If you can't run for office in this life, you don't deserve to live, I don't think. But Carrie Lake will definitely play. I hope she wins. I want that little box of crazy in there out of Arizona. You know? You want her doing weird shit at the border down there. She was a news reporter for, what, 30 years or some bullshit? It was a long fucking time for Carrie there.
Yeah. She's got some roots, I guess, in the state. But...
One trustworthy profession to another.
Which one?
Journalism to politics.
When you're a local journalist in Arizona, Bob, you have your finger on the pulse of America. You know a lot about rattlesnakes, meth, and turquoise. And let's face it, that's who you want running your fucking state there. Somebody who's got a handle on meth, rattlesnakes, and turquoise. Because God forbid we have some form of civil war. And we all got to start trading turquoise again. You're going to need a leader of the fucking turquoise mines. Mm. And it's going to be Carrie Lake. So I'm amped about that. Also here, a bit of breaking news. Michelle Obama's is according to NBC News. Michelle Obama's office says the former first lady will definitely not be running for president in 2024. She hated. She didn't like being there as first lady. So, yeah.
Yeah, and she can't risk being seen by... The White House doctor.
Wow. What do you think? Jamie Lee Curtis Stitch?
Yeah. She's got a hog on her, man. She's got a hog on her. It's going to get exposed. She can't afford that.
Hey, Big Mike. Big Mike, hop on up on the thing here. Let's see that fucking ding-dong. I know a lot of people have asked for her to do it, and I think she would have won, in all sincerity. So I'm glad she's not doing it. But she hates that fucking job. She hates that life and everything else. That's BO's job, dude. That's Barack's. You know, he loves that shit. I guarantee you, he's just like, well, Michelle, why don't just consider it. Just consider it for a little bit. We'll do it. We'll try to get done. And she was like, nah, bro, I'm not doing this. You know,
she pulled
out that dick.
He should go back to Kenya or wherever he came from and be king there, right? If he wants to be king so bad.
Look, man, we're getting close to it. There's a lot of shit going on today here as far as the election, man. I'm looking at all this other fucking shit. RFK Jr. Is talking about maybe changing parties to a Libertarian Party. Does that still go on the ballot? How does that work?
There is a 0% chance that RFK will be on the Libertarian ticket. 0%. Okay. I can guarantee you that. Guaranteed. I'm actually doing a fucking event with Minds, which is primary Libertarian. I think it's April 27th here in Austin at Vulcan. We're doing a little speaking thing there. But I've talked to some of these dudes. There's no fucking way, man. He's not even close to being a libertarian. Nothing he believes is libertarian. Nothing. Yes. He's an environmentalist wacko. He's a fucking anti-gun wacko. He's like the two things that we've been fighting against that have been shaping our culture for the last 25, 30 years. He's on the wrong side of both of those things. I don't give a fuck what he thinks about vaccines. He's a clown. He's an ass clown. Completely incompetent and no way qualified to be in public office at all. He's never done shit that qualifies him to be in public office. He's just got a last name that's familiar to people, but not for the best reasons.
Yeah.
Right? So fuck off, dude.
So I guess this speculation that he could join is so he could qualify in more states heading into November so he could actually get on the ballot. I didn't know that.
He wants to, of course he does. He's a fucking piece of shit. He wants to use the hard work of other people to get himself onto the ballot.
Yeah.
Of course. The Libertarian Party has spent years shaping their fucking platform ground campaigns to get themselves on ballots across the country, and now he's just like, oh man, thanks for doing all that hard work. Let me use my raspy voice. Now shut the fuck up. How about that, Robert?
This says there's a lot of buzz going on. There's a lot of interest in him, said Ron Nielsen, who served as former Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson's campaign manager in 2012 and 2016.
Gary Johnson, the current iteration of the Libertarian Party wiped Gary Johnson off the face of the map.
I sure did.
Because he's not a real Libertarian either. Uh-uh. He's a fucking clown. They were trying to capitalize on the national exposure. That's all that was.
He couldn't find Syria. He didn't know where Syria was.
Yeah.
On a map. And yeah. I don't know if you remember back as far, but in 2016, they kind of gave us access to all the campaigns and all that other shit. I went to the Trump one. We sent Jared to Gary Johnson's, dude. Do you remember Jared hung out with Gary Johnson for the entire day up there? And I was like, Jared came back, obviously, when we were chatting about the experiences or whatever. And he was like, man, it was weird. It was fucking weird up there. And it was someplace in Utah. What a weird fucking day, dude. So we sent Jared to hang out with that fucking guy. But he goes on to say, if he were to say that he was going to accept the nomination of the Libertarian Party, that would probably change a lot of heads. There are people within the Liberty movements that would like to help him. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. The people who run the main Libertarian Party, the one at least who's the biggest focal point is Dave Smith, the comedian from Legion of Skanks. Dave Smith.
Really?
Yes. He is the, in my opinion, the sharpest libertarian mind on the planet right now. As far as the history, the modern application, dispelling a lot of the stupid shit like borderless countries and things like that. He's the smartest guy out there, and he's got immense power within the organization. And he's publicly stated many times, there's no way he will allow JFK to become or RFK Jr. to become the candidate. He's also debated him publicly. I would recommend watching it.
Okay.
Because RFK is not anywhere in the ballpark of being a libertarian.
Yeah, it's interesting. The other interesting thing that happened today, with Super Tuesday happening and everybody out voting is Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everything went down at the same time today. Are we getting ready for what's going to happen in November, or that's what it felt like this morning?
Who knows, man? I mean, it's probably a cyber attack. Russia and China launched something like 3,500 distinct cyber attacks against the United States each month, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of it is towards corporate interest, especially to try to steal intellectual property, tech intellectual property specifically. So,
no shit. Is that what it's really over?
Okay. A lot of the time, yeah. I mean, who knows? But I don't know what the fuck's going on.
All right. That fucking goddamn election guru, Alan Lichtman, today. We'll keep it all in the political family here as we go out and vote today. The masterminds behind the 13-point keys to the White House algorithm said he still thinks Biden's going to win this election. Coming up,
I would be surprised if a legitimate election put Biden back in office. Frankly, that would be a big surprise to me.
I agree.
But it isn't just about the candidate polling specifically; the issues polling, right? So this is the first time, the second time in history that a sitting president has run against a guy who was president before, mm-hmm. right? So second time in history it's happened. So it's kind of unique in that you're able to poll people on how they felt about the inaction policies of one versus the inaction policies of the other. And on average, Trump is winning by 40 to 50 points on every subject, right? Economy, yeah. Foreign policy, so on and so forth. If Biden does win, it's the fix is in, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe that people are still upset enough about Trump's attitude issues that they wouldn't vote for him. To be honest, at this point.
Well, what he's saying is, you know, there's a possibility that he could be convicted or one of these cases is going to go through. I don't think so. No. We were hoping to have that Fannie Willis decision. Fannie. But apparently there's more people that have stepped forward who are going to testify against her. It's like, Jesus Christ. how many fucking people, dude, have gone against this woman at this point? Like, let's just end it.
Yeah, it reminds me of remember that at the end of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, he was like, our only hope now is that nobody, that we've gone so far that nobody in a position to bring the hammer down would possibly believe we actually did all this shit. I feel like that's going to be Fanny's defense at this point. Just bring them all in, let them all say shit, and then hope, like, maybe, I don't know, just get it all out of the way now.
Right. The other portion of this too was
because she's going to have an OnlyFans in 6 months,
I think, easily.
And I'm going to be a subscriber.
Yeah, yeah.
Just easily. For morbid curiosity.
Well, you want to see something go up her butt.
Yeah, oh,
the gorilla grip, right?
I know,
gorilla grip pussy pal. Yeah.
I want to see it. I want to see it in real life. But yes, she apparently the Senate committee asked for the lawyer who's against her. For that Michael Roman guy to come in and testify to Senate. I'm assuming that's over the misuse of campaign funds and things like that. And then more people are on the docket to testify. So they said they might not have a decision for 2 more weeks in this goddamn thing. But in the meantime, because of that, this case keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. So if you're not getting something by the middle of March, there's no way this can go forward at this point, and you're going to have to push it, or it could be a mistrial, which is what they're also.
Well, maybe
fighting
I don't
for.
Know if they necessarily need to adjudicate this case to pull her off of the Trump case. That should have already been done. Now, I don't know if like how wrapped up the assistant DA or whatever is in that as well, right?
Nathan Wade.
Yeah, like is he facing potential criminal charges as well? Because then you can't do anything. If the DA and the ADA are both fucked right now, then there's no, like, you can't just put some fucking junior level person in charge of the prosecutions for a county like that.
Well, both of them committed perjury, and that's on the record. I mean, they got text messages and all that shit that they were banging 3 years before they said they were. That alone could get them convicted if they wanted to go for a conviction in this. But obviously, I think they're just trying to chuck him out of there, and then they'll probably deal with the rest of the campaign shit afterwards. One would imagine. One who's really sitting pretty in this is the goddamn ex-wife. You know? She's watching all of this unfold, and there's no doubt her divorce attorney has been leaking everything in the mother over there. Yeah. So she's going to win big in this. That's the one to keep your eye on here. But as far as these 13 points, this key to the winning the presidential election, I wanted to ask you about this. I've heard of it. I've never actually taken the time to read it here. So here's Alan Lichtman's 13 keys to the White House. Number one, the incumbent party has more seats in the House of Representatives after the midterm elections compared with the previous set of elections.
Yeah, and by the way, like, I don't know how good of a...
Well, Republicans have that now, right? As opposed to the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's... but each... let's say, for the sake of argument, that this is accurate, whatever he's saying.
Right.
Each one of the points is just one individual data point. It doesn't... Like, proving one wrong doesn't prove the whole algorithm wrong, I guess. But he's... This guy is a fucking lunatic, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, like... He was in the news yesterday talking about how the Supreme Court fucked up on the Trump ruling this week, right?
Right.
It's like he's clearly got an axe to grind here.
He does, but I will say this. He has correctly predicted the outcome of every presidential election since 1984.
Yeah, well, it's probably a lot easier when they're not real elections. When somebody just calls him and tells him who's going to win, right?
Well, that's number one. So that would be the Republicans. That would be Trump. Number two, there is no primary contest for the incumbent party nominations. That would be Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the incumbent president is seeking a second term.
That's what incumbent means.
Right. But in this one...
He's saying that the incumbent is actually running and not...
Okay, gotcha. So that's Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, there's no significant third-party challenge.
We don't know about that yet.
We don't know, actually.
There could be a very significant one from Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr.
Is that still a thing that you're really? Okay. And what if he's able to get into the Libertarian Party? Then what?
No. That won't happen.
But according to the support that he allegedly has from the shit that I just read you, Who's their other hope? Who else would they slot in there?
I don't know, but not him.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, the people that are in control, the Mises caucus that is in control of the Libertarian Party right now, they would shut the party down before they would let him run.
If he was the nominee from the Libertarian Party, would you fucking bounce on that whole organization?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would withdraw my support from that party permanently. Okay. If that were the case, because they would just have capitulated to a fucking statist turd just for popularity's sake.
Number five here, strong short-term economy.
No.
You don't have that. That's Trump.
I guess it depends on how you frame that. It depends on how the incumbent party sells it as well, right? Because they're trying to do it now. Fucking Pete Buttigieg was in the news. CNBC getting lit the fuck up yesterday.
Oh, he got crushed.
But yesterday. Was trying to make the point, the economy's actually doing good. Yeah, if you're like rich, if you're like mm-hmm. for me and you, the economy's okay. But if you live paycheck to paycheck, the economy is not okay.
No.
It's very not okay for people who are spending way more money, 300% more on groceries right now still than they were when he entered office. They're spending 2 to 2.5 times more for gas than they were when this piece of shit came into office. So let's not pretend like the economy, when we say the economy is good or bad or strong or weak, one is the value of the dollar, which is doing okay for now, right? Although inflation is still way up, right?
Right.
And then it comes down to how the majority of people, the 280 million or so adults in this country, actually spend their dollars, what the purchasing power is for the shit that they buy on a regular basis. Cars, homes, food, mm-hmm. right? They're all up.
Yeah.
So it's not true.
All up, and then housing, man, is just fucking mm-hmm. stuck right now, except for Florida. Florida's actually fucking through the roof. Next up, strong long-term economy. I don't know. I mean, look, is that going into the future here? Because if you get that old fucker out of there and Trump's in there, sure, I can see the economy turning around and inflation and all that shit. If not, we're fucked.
It's a big problem for Biden that rates have not come down.
At all.
Yeah.
They've not dropped I had a phone call about it yesterday.
There's a lot of time left in the year, right? So who knows what's going to happen. But between now and November, that's an eternity, right? But if rates don't significantly drop between now and then and people don't start buying homes again, actual people and not conglomerate companies,
mm-hmm.
Then it's going to be an issue for him, I think.
Yeah. Next up, major policy change enacted by the incumbent administration. Has that happened?
I mean, they opened the border. That's not great.
It's not great, obviously, but that's not a policy change, I guess, right?
Well, it was a policy change. What does he mean by that?
So I'm assuming this is like a big one, like let's say Obamacare, for example. That would be a big policy change there.
I think they would probably try to lean on the student debt thing, but that was not a big needle mover, right? As a matter of fact,
did it even pass or go through?
Some of the federal student debt, but it's like a minimal amount of money from the federal government. Some of that went through. I don't know. I can't really think of any major.
I can't either, because on all these networks, I see everybody on the left, you know, touting Obama's policies. Fucking even Mark Cuban did an interview today saying, oh, man, his policies are great. What are they? What was one thing that he did over the last 3.5 years that was like, yes, that was awesome, and my life is better, and it's changed?
Yeah, I mean, again, the nothing. The Afghan pullout was a fucking disaster.
The border's a fucking disaster.
The border's a disaster.
Inflation's a fucking disaster.
The way that we've handled Ukraine is wildly unpopular.
Yep.
Amongst ordinary people. I mean, you see plenty of fucking blue check marks on Twitter, like with Ukrainian flags in their bio and shit, but the ordinary average person you run into on the street doesn't want to be involved in any of this bullshit.
Nope.
So, no, I mean, it's been an unmitigated disaster in every fucking possible way it can be, in my opinion.
Right? Yeah.
And there might be a bright spot here or there, like, oh, we had a good jobs report. It's like, okay, well, that's a quarter worth of people going back to work. We're not talking about the people who have left the job market entirely. You don't count them anymore, right? Because this is the way that the government's always juked the stats, for lack of a better phrase. They just like change the threshold. It's like this this trope you've heard of the last couple of years that gun violence is now the number one killer of children in America, only if you exclude 0 to 3 year olds and include 18 to 21 year olds,
right?
Which are not children. Mm-mm. Those are adults by law, right? So, and it's, by the way, you can guess which 18 to 20 year olds are getting killed by guns.
I don't have a guess.
It's not suburban white kids, right?
I said I don't have a guess.
So like this is how it works. This is how it works. They just like kind of move the flagpole or the goalposts around a little bit and then try to message around that. But and there are no reasonable people. I mean, seriously, I have friends who lean to the left. Our buddy Francis Foster was on the show the other day.
Yeah.
Leans to the left. He's like, I would say probably something after the last couple of years, he's probably more of a left-leaning libertarian, but he was a liberal before. And nobody that I know that's like that is talking about how good Biden's doing. They're all like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And why? And then who, what, when, where as well.
Yeah. No idea. Next up, no social unrest. Well, that's not true.
Well, there haven't been riots this year yet.
Sort of.
We'll get some.
But Palestine?
The
pro-Palestine bullshit going in the White House. The insurrection on 08, you know? I never forget. Mm. October 8, what happened there.
7th.
Sad day. Was it 07? No, that was when...
No, it was October 7th.
You know, so that's when the incident happened. I'm talking about when they stormed the Capitol.
Oh, I don't know.
I believe that was 08 or 018. And either way, it's a moment marked in history forever. And it's
then you can't remember the date of it. That's how important it was.
Exactly. Because I don't give a shit about any of it. If you wouldn't have drilled January 6th into my fucking head, I wouldn't have given a shit about that date. It just would have been 5 days after New Year's for me. Next up is no scandal. Well... That's Trump on that one. Biden too. Hunter and all that other bullshit.
Like that's a wash.
Yeah.
Both sides. Classified docs and legal troubles for
that's
both.
That's right. I forgot. But the one, he was fine though. It was just a senile old man.
Yeah.
So that nothing to see here. And he just willfully took it and you're fine on that one. Whereas Trump is still going to trial for that. Next up, no major foreign policy or military failure. Well, that one's not going for Biden on that.
No, but they're trying to Biden's trying to play both sides right now, and I don't know how it's going to work out. Maybe it'll work out for him, but he's trying to continue to support Israel, so the Jewish lobby in America doesn't come after him, and he's been more or less okay on that so far, and he's tried to also kind of pressure Israel into ceasefires and shit. And leak that information, which you shouldn't do during a negotiation, but they've been constantly leaking it.
Yeah.
To try to appease some of the fucking pro-Palestinian crowd, which Palestine, again, one more time, not a real place, not ever mentioned in any historical document until like the middle of the fucking 20th century when we just made it up. But anyways, yeah, he's trying to play both sides right now on that. And I think it's going to backfire. Probably we're probably going to see some major Middle Eastern terrorist attack.
Yeah,
on a Western country and in a Western country sometime between now and November, and that might be the thing that decides the election. Frankly,
swing it for Trump. You mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like when you're, if you've got two uncles and one of them is wearing a MAGA hat and cut off sleeves, and he's got a gun in his back pocket. And the other uncle is like pruning flowers in the corner, and some dude shows up and kicks your door in. You don't look at the pruning flowers, uncle.
No.
Right?
Those shears aren't going to do anything.
No.
Those shears don't run. number 10 on his list of 13 keys to the White House, major foreign policy or military success? None, right?
So, well, Biden will, once they have some kind of peace deal, should they have a peace deal in Israel and Gaza, will try to tout that as a foreign policy success. But I mean, we've had very little to do with any of that, frankly. Maybe they try to wrap up Ukraine, Russia, because we're the only ones keeping that going, and try to fucking find some kind of way to make that look like a success at some point. And because they obviously, like, military operations have been held up for political reasons many times. As a matter of fact, when our buddy Rob went to murder Osama bin Laden, they pushed it by a day for weather, though there was no weather, right? There was no weather. They pushed it for a day because of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Barack Obama made that decision. And then the next day they did have weather and a fucking helicopter crashed on site.
Yep. Because it happened on a Sunday night. I remember exactly where I was, and then they broke into the news. Because that White House Correspondents' Dinner is always on a Saturday night.
Yeah. So, you know, that's don't put it past a politician to do anything, really, but especially not to throw dead people down to use as a bridge to get to their next fucking position, because they'll do that every day.
Well, what's interesting about this is, so let's say Ukraine and Russia stops. I don't know any American who would view that as a win for Ukraine.
There is no win for Ukraine, but I don't give a shit. Like, so the win would be negotiating a settlement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, America flexed its power and did this. Joe Biden's a statesman. He's respected by Russia. You know what I mean? Like, our boogeyman. That's not, Russia is no threat to us at all, ever.
And if he did, they would have to give up a shit ton of land. So then how would you be able to say, all right, yeah, that was a huge success for us. Giving up a shit ton of land back to Russia. I just don't think that's a win. As far as the Israel-Palestine thing is concerned here, let's say he does get that ceasefire. Ceasefire, the deal that has been leaked to the press over and over that you keep talking about, is only 90 days.
Yeah.
So that's not going to do it.
No, I mean, not this particular ceasefire. I mean, if they negotiate some kind of end to this.
A permanent?
Well, permanent. I mean, say that.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't know that he would be able to do that. The rumor is their relationship is very strained, him and Bibi from Israel, because he wants to fucking nuke him off the plane.
Well, Netanyahu is going to be in prison as soon as this thing's over, right? So he's trying to keep it going as long as possible.
Well,
as a matter of fact, Netanyahu created Hamas. So, you know, I'm not sure what he's complaining about.
How old is he? Is he probably just trying to ride this out?
68 or 69. He he's got to be older than that.
He looks older.
He's 74.
Yeah, because he was in both of the original wars, and he was prime minister before this, too.
Okay. Let's see. Number 12 here is charismatic incumbent.
Nope.
Oh. Hey. Come on, man. Listen here,
Has anybody been keeping score on this? Because maybe the problem with this is these are judgments on a lot of these things, right?
Right.
They're subjective, so.
Well, before we get to 13, we're at 10-2 right now, okay? Number 13 is uncharismatic challenger. And that's got an asterisk next to it, which I really don't know why, but you don't have that either. So, you're looking at 11-2 here.
I don't think that goes for Trump necessarily either. He's kind of like divisively charismatic, whereas like George Bush, Clinton, like those guys were more like, even if you didn't like him, you're like, all right, but he's pretty funny.
I mean, the point of the charisma.
It depends on what the point of it is.
I think the point of the bullet on this particular list is whether or not they're going to rally their base to actually get out the vote and independence to vote for him.
Yeah,
right. So that might be a wash as well, because I don't think Trump's charisma specifically is pulling people out to vote. There are the Bernie bro people are probably voting for Trump this time for sure, right? Because they're tired. The Bernie bro people are people who are like, man,
fuck the government.
The left has gone so crazy now, I can't even fucking deal with this shit anymore. So they'll probably vote for me either way. But I don't think the average, the ordinary, the pre 2016 independent, right, who is somebody who like just kind of went one way or the other. I'm not sure that's what of interest to them. I think it would be one of the other things, obviously.
Yeah, and if you're looking at charisma, and I'll just kind of go back to like the first president that you know I remember, just kind of voting, you know, and all that other shit would probably be Clinton, and with Clinton. He was a very charismatic guy, and you knew he was just a fucking poon hound, just out there spreading cheeks in the streets.
Yeah,
dude.
I rooted for that. That's another thing I think that we should add to the weight thing. Like, if you're a politician and you can't talk somebody into bed, you probably shouldn't be a politician.
No.
Right.
And the weird thing was about that one was he was up against George Bush Sr. And
then Bob Ross Dole. Perot.
Yeah. And they were all dead grandfathers.
Yeah, Bob Dole
at that
fell
point.
Off the back of the fucking stage.
He did. Remember that?
And
dude?
Who was Bob Dole's running mate?
Kemp.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brian. What's his name?
Brian Kemp's the governor.
No, of the first.
Wasn't he like a quarterback for the Bills?
Or wait, who was the basketball player?
Jack
he was a senator. Jack Kemp, yeah.
Jack Kemp.
Yeah, he was he played at Notre Dame or some shit.
Yeah, he was a big Jack Kemp was his running mate? I didn't know that. Shit. D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off site wide for Super Tuesday. Or every Tuesday. Who knows? I don't know how long they're going to do this. I know all the beds are made in America, and I know they got some of the best deals in the business, if not the best deal in the business. Let's face it, man. You're taking half off a goddamn mattress? That's a lot, dude. Half off adjustable bases, everything. Anything you put in the cart is 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Love the sheets. Love the goddamn pillows. Just bought some of those for my wife and myself at Christmas. Over there, it's always nice to refresh your pillows from time to time and your mattress. Look, we're going to all watch the world burn this year for the election. Might as well do it from the comfort of a ghost bed at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 50% off. Next up, we want to welcome back our good friends over at Diet Smoked. We've mentioned Diet Smoke shroom gummies in the past. What we're here to tell you today is Diet Smoke just dropped 2 new shroom gummies this week. Let's fucking go, because I love those goddamn things. So whether you're looking for a microdose, a boost of positive energy, or a full trip, Diet Smoke has the shroom gummy for you. The team at Diet Smoke sent us one of these. Loved them so goddamn much that I just kept ordering them after that. So I can break this down to you because I take them all the time. They come in 5 milligrams. And me, I'm usually a 10 guy on the THC ones because the THC gummies are fucking lights out. I have one of those usually every night just to chill. It's great for sleep for me. If I'm partying and the kids are down and I'm watching a movie late, I'll take 2 5 milligrams, 10 total, of the shroom gummies, and I'm exactly where I need to be the rest of the evening. I don't have a fucking hangover or anything the next day. Gigantic fan of this company, man. I know they've been with us a long time, but I don't know anybody else who's doing this. For real. I mean, they put a fucking QR code on the goddamn bag, so you can just scan it with your phone. Make sure that every single gummy is the same. On the THC side of things, they got milligrams from 5 all the way up to 150 there. It'll say bold on the bag, all right? It'll tell you, hey, bro, you're about to go some places you don't want to go to. How is it legal? No idea. I don't fucking care. They're sending shrooms and THC gummies right to your house. Now, if you have a job where it requires a piss test, you will piss hot, okay? So take that into consideration. For our Drinking Bros listeners, Diet Smoke's offering 50% off any pack of shroom gummies. What does that mean? Well, it means for as little as $20, you can have your new favorite gummies delivered to your door in 48 hours. Super fucking quick, dude. Their shipment is. All their products are backed by their 30-day money back guarantee. Shop now at dietsmoke.com/DB. That is dietsmoke.com/DB and use the code DRINK50, that's DRINK50, to get 50% off your first pack of shroom gummies. That's dietsmoke.com/DB. Diet Smoke, your guide to bliss. They sure the fuck are, dude. Love those goddamn guys over at Diet Smoke. Next up, we got BubsNaturals.com. All these products take pretty much on a daily basis here. Sleep in a ghost bed every night. Take a gummy from Diet Smoke every night. Same with Bubs Naturals. I pop 2 scoops of MCT oil powder and collagen protein in my coffee every single morning. It'll serve that MCT. Will serve as your new favorite functional coffee creamer. It's great. You can pretty much just chuck it. With inflation right now, I don't want to pay that for the fucking coffee creamers. This is great, dude. And let's face it, this is shit you should be taking every single day. Anybody over the age of 25, if you're not taking collagen protein and MCT oil powder, you're just going to let your body and your skin go to shit. I can promise you that. Since you are going to be taking this every day, you might as well buy it from a company that supports veterans. The reason why it's called Bubs Naturals is it's a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, the national hero who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub, and Glenn Bub Doherty stood for self-improvement and was always helping others, and that DNA is woven into the Bubs brand. Bubs donates 10% of all profits to charity in Glenn's honor, starting with the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation, and on Veterans Day, 100% of the proceeds go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. When you're over there buying that collagen protein and the MCT oil powder, grab a little jar of those apple vinegar gummies. I pop two of those in my mouth in the morning as well. And big fan of this company. Go to BubsNaturals.com. Use promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off at BubsNaturals.com. Last but not least, I see you there, Manscaped. Manscaped's on the board today. Top of the morning to you. This little episode for right down, we're heading towards St. Patrick's Day here. It's for our little Shamrock Shavers out there. Manscaped this year, don't just chase rainbows. Make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with the leaders and below the belt. Oh my God, they did it. They said below the kilt care. These sons of bitches, dude, their copy is the best in the biz, dude. And I beefed their joke. I beefed it live on air. Fuck you. These guys are good. Big fan, Manscaped. Whoever's writing this copy for you, best in the biz over there. Say goodbye to your clover forest with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com. Use promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off plus free shipping. Ever since I've used it, I can proudly say that I've found my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And I think these guys have been with us for 4 or 5 years here. It is the best fucking ball trimmer in the game, dude, and pubes and all that other shit. All their products are fucking lights out. If you go into a dude's bathroom and they don't have Manscaped equipment in there, you're fucked. Run right the fuck out of there if you're one of the 6 girls that listen to this show. So you can meet your lucky charm on St. Patrick's Day and make sure you're using that Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra over there. They've also got the signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit, plus the Handyman Electric Face Shaver, which is also great. So whether you're sculpting your beard or cleaning up your neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. It's 20% off plus free shipping with code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. This St. Patrick's Day, make sure your little hairy leprechaun is luckier than ever with Manscaped. Best copy in the business over there. Love everybody at Manscaped. But yeah, so looking at that, like, so as you could see how he could pull, in my opinion, how Bill Clinton pulled younger voters and all that other shit, where it was like, oh, he seems cool. And he was playing saxophone and shit with his brother, doing fun stuff. Bush, when he was in there in 2000, he was just a goofy dude, you know, just a lovable kind of goofball.
Total, and then, like, piece of shit, war criminal, yeah. Cokehead.
Well, he turned out to be that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole campaign from the Bush side in 2000 was, we're not going to do nation building anymore. We're not going to be bombing Iraq, or we're not going to be in Bosnia and Kosovo for years at a time.
Mm-hmm. Worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
we only spent 20 years in Afghanistan.
I don't know if there's been a campaign promise more broken ever than that one, because that was the majority of his campaign. Was just about foreign policy, how we're going back to more of a hegemony, like a Monroe Doctrine style thing, and we were immediately involved in foreign conflicts.
It's wild, man. If you don't have Will Ferrell playing him on SNL and you don't have that first pitch at 9/11, what do you really take away from his presidency for Bush?
Watch this drive.
Oh yeah, that's
that. Or yeah, looking through the binoculars with the fucking lens caps on. Mm-hmm. That's a famous picture that I really enjoy. Yeah, George. I'm told by people who have worked with him and know him, like, oh, George's a great guy. It's like, yeah, no, he's not. he's either incredibly weak and incompetent, or he's a fucking war criminal. And I don't want to have anything to do with either one of those things.
Right.
Right.
And then in 08, when Obama ran, I thought that was easy. If we're going back to this 13 keys to the White House, charismatic, brought out the rallies the same as Trump did. Matter of fact, when I went to in 2016, we had access to all the candidates. That was the first thing I thought of, where I was like, holy shit, I haven't seen a crowd like this for Trump since Obama was running in 2008. And I knew that was never going to be close. And I was like, all right, shit. Well, this one's over. 2012 was Mitt Romney. You want to talk about the most uncharismatic guy on the planet?
Yeah. Holy shit. And then the next one was Hillary, who was the least likable candidate of all time.
Yep.
I mean, to be honest, you could have run somebody who had just been convicted of murder and probably done better than with her.
Yeah. So
I think anybody,
maybe something to it.
I think Biden, Trump in 2016, Biden wins that election.
In where?
In 2016.
Unquestionably.
If Biden versus Trump is the election in 2016, Biden 100% wins. I mean, Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million, I think. Right? Like, Biden would have 100% won over Hillary in that election, and Trump never would have been president.
Well, I will say this. Again, having access to all that shit, the excitement for Bernie, man, like, those events, because we went to all of them across the board. The only one who backed out, and she backed out for a good reason, was Hillary, because she fainted at the 9/11 thing, because she had the I always forget the goddamn name of that disease, but
AIDS.
No, it wasn't AIDS. It wasn't fentanyl. You got to wear the blue sunglasses, and then you have a
blue blockers.
A seizure. You have a seizure afterwards from the lights.
I don't know.
Epilepsy.
Stupid bitch disease.
Yeah. Epilepsy. So when she went down at that thing, and then they sent Bill down there to North Carolina when we were there, and it was bad. Because I went to it, and I like Bill Clinton. He's a fun dude. And he was looking frail and pale and weak, and there was only like 150 people there.
Yeah.
It was pretty weird to see.
His skin, he's like... got Jimmy Carter skin, and he's 15 years younger.
He might have a cancer that they've been hiding for years.
Maybe.
I'm being serious.
You can almost see through his skin at this point, which he was always kind of a pale dude, but...
But not like this.
No.
And when I saw him in 16, I was like, holy shit. But, yeah, you know, and then... it might have been Bernie to me in 16. Bernie might have done it.
No.
No?
No, he didn't have the base DNC support.
Well, I know that because they got him out of there.
And they wouldn't
want... The DNC got him the fuck out of
there
twice.
But even if he had somehow managed to win, they wouldn't have supported him in a real way. They may have given lip service to it, but they wouldn't. They didn't want to set... You don't want to set that precedent that an outsider can come in and fucking take over your party like that.
He wasn't a Democrat.
Look at what the RNC is dealing with Trump right now. You know what I mean? Like, say whatever you want about Trump being the party leader, and he is now, but they did not want that.
No.
That was forced upon them.
It sure was. Because all those motherfuckers were talking shit beforehand. And then all of a sudden he gets in. They were like, oh, boy. We love him. He's great. Everybody throw your support behind him now. Same with Rubio and those guys. Once he started trouncing everybody in these primaries, they were like, well, that's it. Also, Trump didn't have to do any fucking speeches throughout any of this primary season at all. Or debates, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Speeches he does every goddamn night. But... and rallies and stuff. But yeah, he didn't have to do any debates. He didn't have to do any of this shit. Biden didn't have to show up for anything. Nothing.
Yeah.
Clean walk through for him too. So yeah, I'm interested to see how many people will turn out today overall, because what happens when you already know the outcome of both sides?
Yeah, I mean, usually when there's not... I guess it depends. If it's an obvious landslide, a lot of times, or sometimes rather... That will bring more people out to vote because people want to be part of the winning team. Like, oh, I voted for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe.
Get the little gay sticker. Gay ass sticker. I always like Stop it with the stickers. Stop trying to give me stickers.
I love it, dude. I love that vote sticker.
No, those stickers, I think, are endocrine disruptors. They're trying to steal your testosterone away from you. I don't trust these people. Receipts are, right? Paper receipts that you get from the store. Don't touch those.
I don't.
If somebody tries to hand them to you, tell them to put it in the bag and then throw that shit away.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If you touch them, it'll make your testosterone levels go down.
What's on them?
It's some of the chemicals they use to make the ink stick to the paper.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. That's a real thing.
They don't give receipts anymore. It's always, do you want a receipt? No.
HEB does.
Nobody wants it.
I go to Walgreens every day, get an 8-mile receipt. And
that's right.
I'm blasting hot, fertile loads.
Wrap it around your fucking whole body.
Yeah.
Sure do, dude. You got to stay blessed. I'm like a mummy.
My wife doesn't want to look at me, and we're kind of, you know, economy's not great. I got to use Walgreens receipts.
Yeah, you got to wrap it, dude. You got to wrap it around.
To be honest, the color of the receipt and the color of your skin are not far enough apart that she can tell, probably.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah.
You might, matter of fact, you probably just lay it down in bed and say, yeah, I'm sleeping. And she wouldn't know over there.
If I want to sneak out and have a little boys' night, I'll put the receipt doll in the bed and just let her think I'm sleeping.
What if you come home and she's peeing on the receipt doll? You know what I mean?
Well, that would be a fun time.
Then you know that she's down to pee on stuff.
Yeah, I'd be mad I missed out.
Yeah.
And I'd covertly slide the sleep doll out and slide myself in.
This sounds like the beginning of a lot of porn I watch.
Sure does, dude.
It's like a doll, sex doll wrapped up in a blanket.
Yep.
And then somebody comes in and sees it and they move the doll all the way and then get in there.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're hot, girl. You don't have to trick me into fucking you. You know that, right? No. You just come put your butthole in front of me.
That's it. Just a clean butthole.
Well.
A clean dumper. That's all you need. You don't want a dirty butthole. No, you want this one. Right behind me right there.
You know what? I don't know. I guess the close-up nature of that fucking Hope Solo butthole picture, we would have known if it wasn't clean.
Beautiful duker on that.
Have you ever been with a woman unclean?
Unclean before in the past?
Yeah. That's what Jared said on the show the other day with Black Kevin. I don't know what the fuck that means.
That's a thing. That's a fucking thing, bro.
I think it's from the
Bible.
Some people
like
it. Is it from the Bible, laid with a woman unclean or something like that?
Yeah. God damn it. There's a fucking huge, huge celebrity that is into that. I can't say who it is. I'll tell you off air, but.
No, we've talked about this on the show before.
Which one?
Which
celebrity?
He didn't. He told her not to wash her. It's OBJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't want to. He told her not to wash her puss for 3 days.
I got another one. It's not OBJ. But it's a fun one. I smelled it in person. I smelled it in real life. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. So Leviticus has.
It says a woman's unclean if when she's menstruating and for 7 days after. Yeah.
So when a man. This is Leviticus 15:18. When a man has sexual relations with a woman and there is an emission of semen, both of them must bathe with water and they will be unclean until evening.
Really?
Which means if you're fucking during the day, you got to wait. You got to go take a bath or wash off and then you can't fuck again until nighttime, which I guess I here's how I would do it. 4 p.m. fucking and then technically 5 p.m. is when evening starts. So take a shower, fuck around for an hour, get some food, then go back to fucking. Just if you want to be a Christian.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying, dude.
That's all you got to do.
Don't be a fucking asshole about it.
No, please don't. Speaking of receipts, a receipt went viral today from five guys. Pull up Wall Street Silver.
I know one of those guys.
From Wall Street Silver?
No, from Five Guys.
Really?
One of the OGs, yeah. He was the kicker for...
And he's an owner of the company?
Yeah, he's one of the five guys.
No fucking way.
He was a kicker for the Redskins.
Yeah, there it is. So he put the fucking receipt up online. He said Five Guys prices are getting out of control. We did a story like this on RPR last week here about the price of fast food getting more and more expensive. One bacon cheeseburger on this receipt was $12.49.
Five Guys has always been like this.
Yeah, that seems like normal Five Guys to me.
Yeah. And by the way, that little fries is like, if you get a regular fries, that's enough for three people.
Okay, right? So little, but $5.19 for little fries?
That's an increase. I think little fries used to be cheaper.
One regular soda, $2.89.
Yeah. I mean, don't buy soda. Don't drink fucking corn syrupy sugar water. That'll save you some bucks.
The burger seems normal, though, for Five Guys.
$12.50 for a fucking
five
burger?
Guys, yeah, they charge you $12.50 for a bacon cheeseburger, but it's two patties, first of all, right? And then secondly, you can put all of their like 28 toppings on there if you want for free. They don't charge for any of that. So what I do is I get like triple on all those toppings, and I scrape them into a separate bowl.
Okay.
Then I have to buy toppings for a while. You understand?
Yeah.
So this is, I just looked it up. from I did Five Guys prices 2012.
Okay.
Or whatever. A bacon cheeseburger, which by the way is 920 calories.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, it is.
$8.59 in 2012.
So a $4 increase. And I'll be real. So
in 10 years.
That's a 50% increase over 10 years. That's not
right.
That bad.
So to put that in perspective, Bob, with that exact number, because people are bitching about the Big Mac meal that's $8.99 right now. And then with taxes, you know, you're looking at roughly $10. That thing used to be $4.99. I'd still take a fucking Big Mac meal for half the price of this goddamn thing.
Not me. Five Guys is the best burger in fast food.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's obviously the best. What are you talking about?
It's not the best, dude. It's not.
The meat and cheese and bread quality are the best, and you get a mountain of fucking fries. I'll pay $25 for it.
I won't do it.
Is it fast food?
It's borderline.
Borderline.
It is. Yeah, if you can order it and be out the door within 10 minutes, it's fast food.
It's fast cash.
No drive-thru.
Fast cash.
Yeah, they don't do drive-thrus. That's true.
Yeah, man.
But that drive-thru will be a shit show because you put toppings on everything.
So they asked this guy, they said, hey, well, what were you expecting the price to be? And so he said, I guess I was expecting it to be about $12 to $15 a person at Five Guys. And he just said, you know, $22 for the goddamn meal seems to cross a line. He also puts in here without tip. Are we fucking doing that at fast food joints, like at Five Guys? Are they asking for a tip on that?
No.
Okay.
No. If it's a delivery person, I'll tip them because... and not because, by the way, the delivery companies suck. They're just fucking people. Like the drivers get fucked over so hard. Those tips that you give them, by the way, don't even always go to the
driver.
They
don't go to them, yeah.
But so I usually try to tip in cash, to be honest. But yeah, it's like I always tip well, no matter whenever it has anything to do with food, I always tip well because I don't want boogers and cum in my food.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now.
It's
so
just called a binder.
There was a huge Reddit thing. There was another guy who said, look, I went to get the same bacon cheeseburger from Five Guys in Culver City, which is over by my old office in Los Angeles there. And it says that was $14.39.
Right. But back to the tipping. If I get the food from the cashier, I'm not going to tip.
No, fuck no.
No, I agree. I agree. That spot we love at the airport, Taco Deli, that we always go to for all of our flights, it is mandatory that you put in at least like 1 cent as a tip.
You can take money off.
Yeah, you can.
Is that real? So somebody brought that up the other day. So is that real?
I've never tried it, but I will next time I go there. Next time we fly out of Austin Airport.
Austin, yeah.
It's at gate 23.
It is.
That Taco Deli.
That's how many times we've been there.
Yeah. I'm going to try to fucking take off like half the amount.
You need to go to a brick and mortar, though. That's a limited menu at the airport.
Yeah, Taco Deli, that's actually really good.
Yeah, it's my favorite
but
spot.
But the menu they have at the airport's good, too. Those fucking just regular tacos are good.
So this gets deep, by the way. So according to one of the posts from a person in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where University of Michigan's at, the cost of a customer's to go-to meal rose from $7.79 on February 25th, 2021, which is my birthday. Happy birthday, Ross. I'm proud of you, big boy. You've really grown and matured into the person I knew you would become one day. To $10.79 a year later. So that's a fucking $3 increase in 1 year. That's a lot, dude.
What I've noticed a huge increase in recently is like paper towels and laundry detergent. It's insane.
Yeah, it is. That's fucking nuts, dude. We order ours off of Amazon for the office and shit, so it just kind of shows up. I should probably look at the prices because it's on auto pay right now. But man, it's you're right, man. All this shit is...
Six-pack of paper towels is like, for the generic brand, $13.
Fuck. For a six-pack, dog? God damn, man. Yeah, it's not great. But the other part is, you know, with this shit, if Trump gets in, do these prices go back down?
We'll see. I mean, Trump tripled the national debt too. So we're at our current pace right now. We're adding, I think, $1 trillion to the debt every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So my point is this: it probably doesn't matter who's in there as presidents. If people are willing to pay fucking $25 for a bacon chi at Five Guys here, It's not like Trump's going to get in and fucking the owners of Five Guys are going to be like, well, we're going to lower the prices back to where they should be.
Prices yeah. They're don't
not.
Go down.
They don't no. go down. They never go down. It'll never go down.
And I do think a lot of these companies are using inflation, which is real, as an excuse to just kind of inflate their own prices.
Sure. They 100% are. And we've talked about this with a seltzer, because some of our listeners will go to some stores and they're like, hey, dude, this is over $20. And I was like, we don't set that fucking price.
I don't know if I would be bitching about a 12 pack of 8% booze being $20.
I wouldn't either, but it's still, you look at it and you're like, well, what? And because they were like, well, what's the price supposed to be? And I was like, $16.99 to $17.99 is what it's supposed to be. And, you know, those guys are marking it up at different stores and all that other shit, but that has nothing to do with us. Mm. Nothing to do, like, they're just taking advantage of saying it's inflation right now. Where it was like, that's not what it costs us. So maybe, why are you doing this?
Maybe they are. I mean, we don't know what their back end costs are.
I mean, you cost honest. The same amount, like at Walmart, a White Claw 12 pack is $17.
Yeah.
And that is 4%.
Yeah.
Or 5%
seltzer. So per ABV, we're like fucking 70% cheaper, I think, or 60%.
Yeah, we're real goddamn
something like that.
And by the way, if you don't want to slam all 8 ounces at one, or all 8% at once and 12 ounces, I do this when I record for Softcore History.
You sip.
I go half topo, half fucking hard AF.
Don't be diluting our product. Nobody told you could step on our product.
He's mixing it. You got a mixer with it, dude.
Well, you mix it with vodka.
Which is funny because, Lopez was telling people at HEB that he adds vodka to his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's two very different people. One with a successful marriage.
Sure.
And then Scott Lopez.
Yeah, Lastro Lopez.
Who may have picked a girl up, actually, at the thing.
He did. He got her number.
She was cute. She was like a fucking massage therapist or something.
So I said this on
Ross. I knew something was going to happen with this woman, by the way, and I don't even know her name.
I don't either.
I think it was Veronica, but I don't remember. I think it was Veronica, but she was cute, and she sat there and explained to Scott the difference between a massage therapist and a rub and tug. So I was like,
"No shit."
I was like, "Yeah, she's probably cool."
Yeah, she's probably cool.
It makes sense that she wandered over to our AO.
Yeah,
and started talking to people. Sounds like our kind of people.
Yeah. And I will say this. I said this in Ron's Patterson Revolution earlier this morning. We're sending, because Lopez came out and did this event for us. And we're sending him to Oliver Anthony pit tickets here in Round Rock on Friday night for him and that girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said,
oh,
hey,
is she going with him?
I had to hit him up today. And I said,
he was going to ask her to brunch this weekend.
Yeah. So I said, take her to Oliver Anthony.
Yeah.
Then you'll know if she's cool. And I just said, look, obviously we need you in the Last Row Lopez gear while you're out there.
Yeah. But I don't think it hurt him. I mean, he turned around and showed her his ass.
Yeah.
It's like, look, it's got my face on the ass, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was into it, so hopefully she'll be pregnant by the weekend.
I hope so.
Yeah, because he needs some kids.
I hope she somehow doesn't see the Hillary tattoo until
she saw it. He was wearing fucking
He was wearing the thigh huggers.
I was hoping somehow like she would be pulling up from the end of a blowjob and just see that.
No, and it's one of those things where we had a bunch of listeners show up who were like, hey, dude, is it real? I want to see it. And he's like, yeah. What do you think, we fucking fake this on air? Like, and those thigh huggers, I mean, you can see the whole goddamn tattoo. And what was that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago at this point?
It's old studio.
It was the old studio.
Yeah, it was at least, shit, we've been here 2 years.
Okay.
Right? Fuck, I don't know.
Maybe
fuck
three.
You. I think it's 2 years in August.
2.5 years, yeah. No, I think it'll be 3 years in August.
It'll be 3 years, yeah.
That we've been here, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2.5 years ago.
So it was not only real, but people were asking to see it, take pictures with it, all that other shit. That is, I didn't think about it at the time, but that is a hard convo starter if you were trying to bet a liberal. Or I guess you could spin it and just say, hey, I did this because I love Hillary Clinton. And then that probably buys you more bonus.
Yeah, you
points.
Can do either one.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. But it is shocking to see in real life. But if you are in Round Rock, Texas, on April 5th, Lopez will be in the pit for Oliver Anthony. I don't know how crazy it's going to get down there, but that's a whole lot of America going on that night. I might pop out with my kid and just be like, all right, cool. Let's see it. Let's see this all go down and see if this guy really is talented in real life. Because I'm curious now. I'm really fucking curious. He did take the fucking record deal and all that shit. So we'll see what happens there. And then lastly here today, college basketball, Dartmouth men's basketball team has taken the steps to unionize. I know we've been talking about that for a while. What does that mean for a fucking college kid?
I don't know yet, man, to be honest. I mean, the at its base, what it means is that, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, college athletes are now considered employees of the university, right?
Okay. So do they have to pay for them?
I don't know yet. I don't know if they're going to be able to sue for minimum wage or minimum working conditions or, like, health benefits or what. And to honestly, I don't know how this is going to affect the downstream sports. It would have to be a varsity sport for them to be included in this. But the vast majority of varsity sports are subsidized by that school's football team, right?
Yeah.
So our university is going to be put in a spot now where the fucking women's lacrosse team has to get full healthcare coverage or something. I'm talking about 5-10 years from now when they adjudicate all this stuff. Are they going to have start getting sued over healthcare coverage down the road, and it become cost prohibitive, and they start cutting varsity sports? That's what's probably going to happen, right?
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, in terms of just straight up pay, those fucking athletes for any non-revenue sport, men's or women's, they're probably getting more than their value just out of the scholarship.
Yeah, we'll see how they're going to value that, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be part of it. There's going to be a dollar amount associated with the university you're going to and what that education is worth. That's that from the university's perspective. That's one of the only ways you're going to be able to safeguard yourself about that.
You're right.
There's going to be such a reckoning too with some of these guys that did not save money for taxes.
Oh yeah. Oh,
fuck. Holy shit. They're going to get buried. This is an unprecedented step. It says here toward forming the first labor union for college athletes. And another blow for the NCAA's deteriorating amateur business model. Man, the other part is about this, and let's take football as that example. So the NFL is really pushing for 18 games and then, you know, knocking back preseason games to 2 because they want that extra game for everybody to gamble on, obviously. And then that would push, I think, just based on the dates that I've seen, push the NFL into President's Weekend. So everybody would have Monday off, which I would love, and that would be great. College football is already pushed back to January 20th of next year is when the national championship's going to be. And that's going to be 17, 18 games if you're a playoff team.
Yeah, that makes sense, though, because isn't that – that's usually all like the Pro Bowl thing, right, that weekend?
Yeah.
So nobody watches that shit anyways.
No, nobody cares.
As a matter of fact, the NFL might do away with it entirely and just have a... What they should do is have a funny award ceremony somewhere. They should have a funny award ceremony where the Super Bowl is so everybody can come there, generate more revenue for that city, make it a bigger attraction for the fucking city that's hosting the Super Bowl. More people come in. The fucking two teams that are in it are already there. Shit like that. That's what I would do.
That's what they did this year. So they did have that award show on Saturday night.
Nobody fucking watched, though. Like, they didn't promote it very well.
No, they didn't.
Because that would be the most interesting way to go about that. Forget about the game. Like, have ambassadors. Let Gronk have his fucking beach football game or whatever the fuck. Like, let hire a couple like they did with the music with Jay-Z for the halftime show. Just let an ambassador handle that shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, it'd be fun. But looking at it, though, if they do end up unionizing sports, in particular football here, you're going to have a real serious argument to say, hey, we're playing the exact same number of games as a fucking NFL team here at this point. So we want to be compensated for it from the university.
Now, it should be noted that Dartmouth does not award scholarships.
No,
so
they
these
don't.
Guys are paying for their own shit. Yeah.
They correct. Also suck.
They're 5-21.
They should get fired. If they think they're employees, you're getting cut.
Yeah, but you can get cut anytime. That's already a thing.
That's already a thing.
You can't cut the whole team.
Sure you can.
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
They're the employer. They got a right to cut the whole team and shut the program down if they want.
Or you could just have walk-ons if you wanted to. Now, obviously, you'd get trounced, but...
I don't know. Let me ask you this. What's Air Bud doing these days?
You know, I think he died.
I think he's got a year of eligibility left.
I know he's got eligibility left, but I believe he's dead. Bob, is Air Bud still alive?
Yeah,
the original Air Bud?
Where did he play his college ball?
Which one?
I just assume the soul of Air Bud transfers into a new golden retriever.
I think it was Colorado State.
It's kind of like Uga, where they just have like 10 different Air Buds.
He had, like most, like a lot of child stars. He had a rough life after he fell out of the spotlight. Oh,
fuck. What happened to him?
He had his right hind leg amputated.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because
where
was,
is it?
Because he was dunking on fools too hard.
Yeah. Dude, I want that leg.
Yeah, I want the leg. We've got a walrus dick back here. I want a fucking leg.
I want a bronze
Air
that
Bud's
bitch.
Leg. Yeah. He died in his sleep from cancer February 10th, 1998 in San Diego.
Shit. That's 25 years ago.
He was only 9.
Man. He gave so much, though. I mean, it's that in, that, in that 9 years, he left it all on the court.
And Beerware says Michael Vick bought him. What do you think he did with him?
Well, you gotta throw the weaker dogs in to get this
some tomato
ones.
Yeah.
Now, he did appear at the Kids' Choice Awards shortly before his death, where he was nominated for an award.
He was already missing the leg?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man, they brought a gimpy Air Bud up there.
Do we have any footage of this? This reminds me of wheeling out Kirk Douglas onto the Golden Globe stage at 101 in the fucking wheelchair here. You don't do that to Air Bud. Respect Air Bud, for Christ's sakes. Jesus, man, that's dark. Do we have any footage of Air Bud on the red carpet?
He got slimed.
The dog got slimed?
Yeah, probably.
That's a lot.
You can't slime a three-legged dog.
Yeah,
man.
That's
up.
A lot, dude. That's super dark.
Actually, what gave him the cancer.
Yeah.
Slime. I'm not seeing any footage.
Of Air Bud?
Yeah. I did find a funny scene from Air Bud, though.
We're on Patreon. Play it, dude.
Yeah, Ross, I think you could take some notes for your basketball team.
Yeah, please do. Please play this.
Never going to drop another ball again, Stuart.
Oh, God.
You can do that. Just meet the ball.
Children's movie.
What's going on here?
Just running time through a little drill.
That'll be enough, Joe.
Is that?
That'll be enough.
Shane Gillis? Shane Gillis' dad, maybe?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Good boy.
I was hoping.
Yeah.
The old coach of Rutgers got fired for that.
Sure did. So did Bobby Knight. No. Can't choke a kid out. You can't hit your fucking kids, dude. Sorry, that's not what it is. We lost right before the championship on our basketball team. I didn't have Air Bud. Now I know why. He's fucking dead. And you're trying to trot out a fucking three-legged Air Bud and sliming him on a green carpet at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm. He also he also appeared as the dog on Full House. He was Comet.
Was he really? Fuck, dude. What a career.
He had range.
What an IMDb career. He was great. Great in Full House. Holy shit. I was unaware that was Comet in Full House. What a fucking career.
Wait,
dude.
What's the SNL thing with the Confederate flag in the top right corner right there?
Oh, that was white supremacists trying to figure out where to go because they're not welcome anywhere, and they decide on Vermont.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Because it's only white people there.
And this is Bob, is this your feed, dude?
I am logged into this, yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. Slavery, they're listening to us.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're listening to us.
They're listening to him. Yeah. Listening to his thoughts.
We like to listen to you. Go to drinkingbros.com and submit for Drinking Bro of the Week. I'm about to read one here. When you go there, it just pops up live in our feed, and we're able to share it with the world. If you're in the Austin area, though, pop on by the studio and have some Hardy F seltzers. Those guys yesterday got blackout drunk yesterday. Mm. And
then they allegedly went to a comedy show after, although I'm not sure that happened.
Do you think they let them in?
They had time to sober up before, so maybe, yeah.
They took an entire case of Hardy F, dude. There's no way.
Well, I think that was for the after party. Okay. But you never know, right?
It was even Joel was concerned. Joel goes, Get an Uber. Okay, grab an Uber. Okay, guys, go safely into the night. While you're over on drinkingbros.com, the merch store is all stocked up over there. I love those foam trucker hats, dude. I just talked to our merch guy today. Got the Creed 2024 shirts on. Those are fucking crushing right now. Big fan of those. A lot of people in the message boards on the private groups on Drinking Bros on Facebook were asking about the yard signs. Those will be available here in about, I think, a week, right?
I think next week, yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the, yeah.
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 So,
and it's limited, by the way, defund politicians and Creed. I think we only bought 100 each.
We did, yeah.
To start. We'll see how it goes, but I wanted it to be limited edition first.
So many people have asked for those things, so those will drop next week. Just get there quickly over at drinkinbros.com. And again, while you're over there, if you want to submit for Drinkin' Bro of the Week, comes in directly to the inbox and we'll read it live on air. Today's Drinkin' Bro submission is Chris Knight from Oklahoma. Been a listener since 2016. He's nominating Jen Stoller, and he put it all in caps. I'm not going to fuck up Stoller, bro. Living. Thank God. She's still alive. All right? Jen is still alive.
Congratulations, Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
On doing that.
Yeah. Joel, did you order food? Or am I about to fucking have a stroke because I'm smelling like burning hair?
He made food.
Oh, he made food. Okay. Thank God, dude. Oh, boy. I was like, man, maybe I'm going to fucking stroke out in here. Couldn't wait till after the show, Joel. Ya fuck. So Jen is still living.
Don't tell a man what to do in his own home.
That's true. That's true. He lives here. He lives in that fucking trailer out back. Everybody who comes is always asking, like, can I stay in the trailer? I think Joel's charging $50 a night, he said. So you can sleep in the trailer for $50 a night if you get fucked up here. Jen is an army vet that is working on opening a new tactile store. She's been working 18-hour days plus by herself as a one-person wrecking crew. She's working to open the most American-as-fuck tactical store in Conroe. I don't know where Conroe is, do you?
No, I don't care.
Conroe, look up Conroe, Oklahoma. If he's from Oklahoma, I'm assuming she's from Oklahoma. I don't know Conroe. What do we got there? It looks like a lovely town. It looks like a Forrest Gump town.
No, this is a...
Is it all gumped up? It looks like there's like Spanish moss.
And... That's Texas.
Maybe it's Conroe,
maybe
Texas.
Maybe it is Texas, yeah. I mean, we are right next door to Oklahoma.
Right next door, who knows?
I did search Conroe, Oklahoma, and Conroe, Texas came up.
So maybe it is Conroe,
it's Texas. It's outside of Houston.
Yeah. Is it really? Look at that, dude. I know none of... I know the four... Well, I know five cities here, let's face it. The rest of them I don't know. And it's all just to fucking make them up to me. They're always asking us to go up to Lubbock and party. And I'm like, we got to get a good football team there, bro. Sorry. We can't show up for that bullshit until you guys are good. All right. Work on it. It's all you can do. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. And you can walk away. Over 8,000 on Spotify. You guys aren't doing shit on fucking iTunes. Just rate the goddamn show on iTunes. It's all the advertisers care about, okay? We're at 7,000, I think 100 or 200 on iTunes. We'll get to 10,000. I will shut the fuck up forever. I promise you. Enjoy your voting today, kids. For Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinkin' Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.